You know, sometimes I put stuff in a video just to see who's watching up top. You know the old Easter egg, right? Video games, movies, what have you, where there's just something in there for the loyals. So every now and again, I may throw something in there to see, of course, if like Ben Raza is even watching this shit, right? I know you are, and I know I am, and I know we're here collectively, and thank you, thumbs up, you know, subscribe, come on in to the house, to the community here. But, you know, I'll throw like a ridiculous, absurd week one play yesterday where we went 4 for 5. We missed the Alonzo home run. Okay, the one that's still outstanding is the Lions +7, which is on the record, mind you. So I figured, all right, somebody's going to see this. They're going to see the background. They're going to see the thumbnail. They're going to assume that, of course, I did my 5 and 5 today on week one of the NFL. That's not happening, but it might. It might sooner than later. Start the clock, will you? Here we go. Let's open up. First two legs on the board. I'll take this off as it's moving right now. Wow, that was at -101. Hey, we're going to start with the Miami Heat +9. On the road. Look, a lot of people have the Heat winning this game outright. I don't necessarily want to do that, but I'm not worried about the altitude. I'm not worried about the fact that Denver has this time off and Miami comes in playing more basketball, or at least later in the season basketball. The reality is that it doesn't matter at this point. Miami is not a true 8 seed that struggled their way through the regular season. They're there because of absence, because either injury or planned absence of players. And now they're hitting their stride in this postseason. And Denver being off doesn't help them. I just don't think it hurts them either. It's a neutral thing, unless you're banged up. But who on that team that you really rely on is now magically healthy? I don't see it happening. We are going to go over 13.5 boards for Nikola Jokic for our second play. Of the three categories here that Jokic should have the easiest pathway in hitting his over, it would be not points, as you'll see here, for Nikola. I mean, that's 28 points. I don't necessarily think you're going to see that, nor have to see that, for the Denver Nuggets to win. And look, you're going to hover around 10 dimes. I get that you could argue 10 assists, but we'll see. I imagine Miami with a smart coach is going to play Denver just a little different than their Western Conference opponents, who let Jokic do whatever he wants and pass basically everywhere. Rebounds, though, sorry, Bam, but rebounds where you're really going to struggle. And I don't necessarily see how Adebayo or anybody else that Eric Spoelstra can throw out there is going to limit the MVP. Oh, I'm sorry. Their postseason so far, MVP on the glass. That's just, I'm sorry, the cold, hard reality of it. All right, we're going to take a shot here. Jeff Green's going to get some minutes. Jeff Green's going to be out there. Jeff Green is a veteran presence on this Denver team that is going to play some minutes. I can't tell you that they're going to be quality key minutes. I can just tell you that he's going to be on the floor. And at plus money, he's going to take a couple of threes. He's that guy. He can get some corner threes. He can be set up to take an open shot off of a dish. It just makes sense for me, if I can get anything plus 108 in that regard, to take a shot. That's the only thing I truly want to do in this game that's a little bit of a reach, is look at a smaller market play like Jeff Green and say, all right, well, he's going to be out there. We know he's going to be out there. And look at the possibility, just the probability of him being set up for some corner shots, some corner threes, knowing that we can take advantage of that with Miami. All right, let's go to the Rockies. Speaking of taking advantage, Rockies D-backs, 340 Eastern. Get in where you fit in. Diaz?
What about the Diaz brothers?
Well, I'll tell you, we only care about Diaz in this game. He has rocked Zach Davies. He's hitting .350 through 52 at-bats, crushing the baseball. He does have the two jacks in there. Strikeouts are limited. We're going over 1.5 total bags for Diaz. All right? You could throw Chris Bryant in there, too. You absolutely can. But for me, it's just somebody who, look, career-wise, I don't care. 52 at-bats is a hell of a sample size to play this. 350. Bryant, a little bit less, you know. But Diaz comes in huge. In fact, let's go Bryant. I'm going to give you a bonus play before we get out of here, but let's go Bryant as well. That is a monster for me, and I think that both of these guys have done wonders against Zach Davies, and that's what I want. I want in. A nickel bag gets sold in the puck. All right. So that's what it is. We want in on that. Both of those guys. Last one here for you. I told you I'll give you a bonus one. This is already dipping. It was at 7.5. It's now down to 7 on Caesars. Last one is the Minnesota Lynx at home lone WNBA game. Way too much. Look, 7 key number in basketball, pro WNBA or NBA, and it's too much at home for Minnesota. Wouldn't be shocked if they took that plus 270 outright, but I'll be comfortable here at +7. And that's your bonus play of the day. All right, there you go. Bonus play of the day. Head on over to Caesars, will you? I know you're not on it. 21 or older, gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Put 10 or more in. That's fine. First bets on Caesars, meaning you can put 10 or 1,250 bucks on. 10 or up to 1,250 bucks on. And guess what you got? A return if it misses. Caesars will put it right back in your account if it misses. Simple, easy stuff. Is it not? Is it not? Does it work? Yes. Yes, it does. There's your 5 and 5, ladies and gentlemen. I will ask you one thing and one thing only. Come hang on the Discord. Half off your first week. Why the hell not? Why the hell not? Parlay of the day gets up there before anywhere else. It is one of the most fun, easygoing, cool communities you'll be a part of. You'll see there is absolutely no ego. We do giveaways during the NBA Finals. We do giveaways, Twitter, all of this other stuff. We do giveaways. We do. And we want to make sure that you get the giveaway intact. So be a part of the Discord so you know you can be up on everything going on here. All right? There we have it. I know. For the audio purposes here, Lynx +7 over 1.5 total bags for Bryant and Diaz. Over 0.5, 3 for Green. Over 13.5 rebounds for Jokic. And the Miami Heat +9. All right? Simple, easy, chop it up. There you have it.